Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang, and today we're going to deal with a little bit different topic than I usually do. We're going to talk about fitness and health, and you're going to get some tips that may make a big difference in your life. Stay tuned after this word from our sponsor.
I want to talk to you on behalf of a great client to support this podcast and many of our other podcasts, and I so appreciate Peter Aiello, who has a great book called Hidden Treasure, and he's willing to send that book out to you today, totally free, hiddentreasure.website. And I recommend you do that, not just because they're a sponsor, but because they answer some great questions that he addresses unconditional trust in Christ and how it's missing in the practices of many ministries. Many times it doesn't even go beyond our own mental imagery. The Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and not to lean on our own understanding. And that's obviously from Proverbs 3:5. And Isaiah 55:8-9 tells us that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We got to get beyond our own thoughts when we unconditionally trust in God. Would you go visit that website now, hiddentreasure.website? And my thanks go out to Peter Aiello and his great book, Hidden Treasure. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to the Strang Report. Today I'm talking to Blake Lavender, who I have known since he was a teenager, which was a few years ago. He's a friend of my son Cameron's, and now he is my trainer. And if you follow me on Facebook, you know that I posted a video this week. I wasn't sure I was going to, but I did. And it was a video of doing pull-ups, and I hit a record. So I told Blake, I said, Blake, you need to be on my podcast and talk about fitness and exercise because you've made such a difference to me. I've used Blake now for more than 2 years as a personal trainer. And I think I tried it for 3 months to see what happened, and I liked it. So congratulations to you.
Awesome.
But, you know, we don't have a long time to talk. So let me ask you as a trainer, what is it that you could give advice to someone on how to improve their fitness and health by just doing a few simple things?
Well, you know, obviously at the beginning of the year here, everyone's looking to get in shape and start a fitness program. And a lot of people really don't know what to do when they start a fitness program because they really lack the knowledge. And so they end up doing a lot of different things that actually cause them to kind of spin their wheels so they don't get the results that they would like. So generally what I like to do is I like to sit down with people and kind of find out what exactly they're looking to do and find basically their purpose and their why and why they want to get in shape and what is it they want to accomplish. So I have five components of a good fitness program that I'd like to kind of share with you. And the number one thing is to have a goal. If you don't have a goal, you're going to really just spend your energy doing things that are going to be counterproductive to what you're trying to accomplish.
So for me, I did have a goal when I came to you. I've worked out my entire adult life. I a lot of times felt like I didn't have a whole lot to show for it. And when I faced cancer, which thank God I came through fine, I knew I needed to be in the best shape I could be. So that was my goal, to just get in good shape. And I said, Blake, I'll do what you tell me to do. But I guess for a lot of people, it would be to lose weight or maybe to increase their stamina. What would be some goals that people would have?
Generally, I would say the majority of people that I sit down with, most of them want to lose weight. Most of them just want to tone up and really look good in their clothes again. You know, it's been the average person, I guess, they probably see is around 35 to 55. And they just slowly kind of over the years have gotten off the path of a healthy lifestyle. And obviously it's easy to do something like that with our culture. We live a fast-paced culture and we eat convenient foods, which tend to lack the nutrients we need. And we also work at jobs, which cause us to sit down all day. So you put those two and you come together and it's a recipe for a lack of a healthy lifestyle. So really, most people want to tone up and lose weight.
What's the next thing?
Most people don't understand what they need to do, and the misconception is really between a couple different things. Number one is, should they strength train? A lot of women are still afraid these days to strength train because they feel like it's going to bulk them up, and really it's not. It's actually one of the best things you can do, because as we tend to age, we tend to lose lean muscle, and the only thing that you can do to put that lean muscle back on is strength training. So strength training, I recommend to everyone from age a teenager all the way to 80. So, and that's really actually the age range of people.
And also, bulk has a lot to do with testosterone. And while women have a little testosterone, it's really not enough to bulk up like a bodybuilder.
Right, exactly. Most women will not get to that bulky size unless they're taking some sort of special supplement that's going to allow them to do that. But, you know, in order for them to really tone up and look the way they want to look, and also fit into their clothes, look like they looked in that wedding picture when they got married, they really need to strength train.
Good. What's next?
Cardiovascular fitness. You know, a lot of people have a misconception about cardiovascular fitness as well, and it's an important part of your fitness program. And a lot of times people think that all they need to do is cardiovascular fitness. When I worked in one of the bigger gym chains, a lot of people would go straight into the door and right up to the stairs to the cardiovascular equipment, and that's all they'd do. And unfortunately, cardiovascular fitness, what it does not do is help you build that lean muscle that you lose over the years. It does strengthen your heart and your cardiovascular system, but it really doesn't do a whole lot for your muscular system. It's an important component, but it's not the only one. It's just really part of a fitness program.
Okay. Tell us some more.
So we've got strength training. We've got cardiovascular fitness. Flexibility over the years, people lose flexibility, and as you lose range of motion in your body, your joints, your muscles, you lack the ability to move in an efficient manner that's going to allow you to do things that make you feel youthful. I mean, if you have a hard time getting out of your car or getting out of bed in the morning or just getting on the floor with your kids and playing around because of that lack of flexibility, you're going to feel like a lot older than you actually are. And so, since we sit at a desk all day, our muscles get tight and we don't have to move a lot anymore. So flexibility is really going to help you have a more efficient workout, and it's going to help you perform better in your training program.
You know, that makes me think of one of our authors who was probably in his late 60s when this happened. But I was visiting his home. He's told this story, but I'm going to tell the story without saying his name. I was in his home, and when I went through a door, I just did a little stretch with the door. He said, "What'd you do?" And I said, "Oh, that gave me a nice little stretch, you know, in my shoulder." He said, "Well, show me." So I showed him a couple. You know, it's great. You grab hold of the door frame and you can kind of pull. It gives you a little stretch, helps you with your flexibility. He started doing it. And one thing led to another. It got him into an exercise program. I finally talked him into hiring a trainer because he lived in a different city. If he'd lived here, I would have figured out a way to work out with him sometimes. It improved his health. He later had open heart surgery, and his doctor told him that he was in such good shape for a man his age that he recovered very, very quickly. And I mean, it was just the fact that he was at a point, I guess he needed a little encouragement, which is, I hope, what this podcast will do for some of our listeners. And I just throw that out as an honest to goodness story of where I just shared a little bit of what I'd learned, and it had a drastic impact. And he's now been exercising for over 10 years.
That's just the thing. I think that most people, they're afraid to fail. So if that word of encouragement, you know, you can tell someone, "Hey, listen, doesn't take really that much effort as long as you're consistent with it." I mean, consistent effort over a long period of time can equal a lot of results. And I think that people really just have a hard time getting started. So having a good start is very important.
So these are just good basic things that people need to know and need to try.
Absolutely.
And what's the last one?
Nutrition. You know, nutrition is really a big part of your program. A lot of people have no problem going to the gym, lifting weights, or even doing their cardiovascular exercise, but they get stuck with the nutrition part. And I feel like most people, they underestimate the calories in the food they eat, and they overestimate actually how many calories they're burning when they're in the gym. And so really the first thing I tell people, the best thing you can do, it's like a foundation of building a house, is really have a good foundation of nutrition. Because when you have that, you're going to be able to feel better. First of all, you're going to have a lot more energy. You're going to provide your body with a lot more nutrients. Your workouts are going to be better, and you're going to lose the weight you're going to want to lose faster.
And for me, I use a little app on my iPhone called MyFitnessPal that you can very easily log the food that you eat, and it'll tell you the calories, and I keep track of the calories that way. And I've also learned that when you exercise, it's only about 10 calories a minute. So
absolutely.
That you got to be exercising a long time to burn very many calories.
Yeah, I think that you're exactly right. Most people, again, they overestimate how many calories are in the food they're eating and how long it actually takes to burn off. And if they would realize that, I think they would realize they don't even have to work out quite as much if they just put the food down.
I know. It's like I told a friend of mine one time, a piece of pie is easily 400 calories. You have to exercise for 40 minutes to work it off. It's a whole lot easier to just skip eating the pie in the first place. And, you know, your net gain is exactly the same. So I appreciate you giving us these very simple ideas about exercise. You know, this is something that we publish books on health. Every once in a while, we'll have a special issue in Charisma Magazine having to do with health. It's something that has been important to me personally. And, you know, I kind of put this off until the end because we wanted to hear from you. But I'll just comment on the pull-ups that I did. I was at a point where I could do maybe one or two. I was challenged to do a few more. I actually found that I could do maybe two or three pull-ups and then wait a while because I have a little gym at home. And then I could go do a few more. And one day I did like well over 100. And I thought, wow. And I started – it just proved to me I could do more than I thought. And last year on my birthday, I did one pull-up for every year. Of course,
that was awesome. Yep.
It took me almost an hour and it took me 17 sets. But I've been working at it all year, and this year on my birthday, I did 70 pull-ups, and I put it on Facebook. I wasn't sure I wanted to because I think it's a little bit silly, but a lot of people said they were inspired, so that's what I wanted to do. And you were a big part of that because you pushed me on the pull-ups. And
yep, there were many mornings I remember doing those chin-ups with you. So, and that just brings another point there, Steve, is you know you don't need a lot of fancy equipment to get in shape. You know, if you have a pull-up bar at home, that is something that can make a big difference too.
And also doing push-ups, doing sit-ups, which is something absolutely. You need no equipment for, walking in the neighborhood, doing a little jogging. Those are things you do with your body weight. And there's a lot of, you know, the stretching with the door frame.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of things you can do. And, you know, my feeling is doing something is better than nothing.
Right.
You know, just staying active and finding things that are fun. I find it fun to come into the gym and work out. And some days it's easier than other days. But, you know, gradually you just improve. And all of us can improve our level of health. This is assuming that you don't have some deadly fatal disease. And you're, you know, if you're just a normal kind of healthy kind of person, we can improve our health by just doing the things that we know to do, the kinds of things that you're talking about. So I thank you for coming and sharing this with the listeners on our podcast. I'm going to push this a little on Facebook and see if I can get some people to listen to it, see what kind of response we get. So thank you for being here on the Charisma Podcast Network, and thank you for the help that you've been to me personally.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Steve. It's my pleasure.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Peter Aiello and his website, hiddentreasure.website. Thank you, Peter, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.